Hello and welcome to This Week in True Crime, the more laid-back weekly series that takes a look at current and ongoing events in the true crime world. If you'd prefer to listen to this show in a podcast form, then you can. You can find This Week in True Crime on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you would usually go to listen to your podcasts. A link to the podcast version of this show can be found in the description. This week, we'll be going over the recent news of how the remains of a woman who had been missing for 3 months have been found, and a man has been charged in connection to her case. How the police found a dismembered body in the back of a U-Haul, with some of the pieces being deep-fried. And finally, the return of a missing hiker's dog 8 days after his owner was last heard from. All that and more coming right up. On the 28th of November 2020, Kayla Pierce was reported missing after her family hadn't heard from her for a few days. Kayla Pierce was a 29-year-old mother from Handy Township in Michigan, the USA. She was from a very loving family and was mother to 2 children, aged 10 and 3. Kayla was last seen on the 23rd of November 2020 at 6:30 p.m. when she had been driving to Detroit from her home in Handy Township, Michigan. This was a 60-mile drive, which was a drive that she had made many times before. The only thing of Kayla's that was found by the police in their searches was her car. The 2013 Black Chrysler was found parked in the city of Detroit, but there was no sign of Kayla anywhere. Her family worked closely with the police for months. They even set up an informational Facebook page, which helped keep Kayla's friends and family and the general public up to date on any information. But sadly, their efforts were fruitless. Unfortunately, despite a large search effort from everyone involved, nothing emerged from their investigations, either the family's investigations and search efforts or the police's. For over 3 months, Kayla seemed to have simply vanished into thin air. Her family had to endure the holiday season without an integral part of their family with them. Finally, after 3 months of searching for Kayla, the news that Kayla's family feared the most broke. Kayla's body had been found at 8 p.m. on the 11th of February 2021 in Detroit. It's important to note that the exact location of where the body was found has not been released. Derwin Knighton, a 47-year-old man from Detroit, has been charged in connection to the death of Kayla. Derwin is charged with 3 different counts, including the mutilation of a dead body, concealing the death of an individual, and tampering with evidence. There is no in-depth information released at this moment about what exactly happened between Kayla and Derwin, but we do know that he is currently being held in police custody. Derwin was given a $50,000 bond and is expected to be in court on Thursday, the 25th of February, 2021. Kayla's 2 small children are now under the guardianship of Kayla's mother and will unfortunately never be able to see their mother again. A GoFundMe has been set up for the family and Kayla's children to help them transition through this difficult period. We have linked the GoFundMe in the description of this video. The next case that we will be looking at on this week is the discovery of a dismembered body in a U-Haul in Philadelphia. A man is facing charges after human remains were found bagged up in the back of his U-Haul when he was pulled over on a traffic stop on the 11th of February 2021. This U-Haul had been followed by the police after they had been called out to a possible home burglary, and they had witnessed this vehicle leaving the property. The property in question was owned by 70-year-old Peter Gerald. The 2 men driving the U-Haul after they were pulled over were immediately taken in for questioning. When they had been told to exit the vehicle and get out of the U-Haul by the authorities, the driver quickly admitted to the human remains that were within the U-Haul, and they actually defended the other person who was with them in the vehicle by saying, quote, "He had nothing to do with it. He's just moving the body, and there's one in the back." In the back of the U-Haul, the police found the body of a man stuffed in a trash bag. They also discovered a knife in close proximity to the remains. According to the medical examiner's office, they are still working to confirm the identity of the body parts, but they did reveal that some of the body parts recovered from the vehicle had been deep fried, like a sick, cannibalistic bargain bucket from KFC. The day before the U-Haul was pulled over, the police had actually conducted a welfare check on 70-year-old Peter Gerald's home after a neighbour had called the authorities with concerns. The police found nothing to be of any particular concern when they had visited Peter's home, but they were told by his neighbours that Peter's car had been missing for at least a week. The body parts discovered in the back of the U-Haul were, sadly, not the only human remains found by the authorities. While a large amount of the body parts had been found in the back of this U-Haul, a hand and leg were further found in a dumpster behind a convenience store in the evening of Thursday, the 11th of February, 2021. This dumpster was less than a third of a mile away from the home of 70-year-old Peter Gerald. The police have said that these body parts could belong to the same person whose remains were found in the U-Haul. As of present, it's unclear whether these remains are that of Peter Gerald due to identification not yet being made. The last case we will be delving into today is the return of a missing hiker's dog after it spent 8 days alone in the wilderness. Josh Hall and his dog Happy had been out hiking in Boulder County on Wednesday, the 3rd of February, 2021. 27-year-old Josh Hall is from suburban Denver, Colorado, and is an avid lover of the outdoors. The pair started their hike from the Devil's Thumb Lake Trail, where they were planning to complete the 12.1-mile-long hike to the Devil's Thumb Lake. They started their hike sometime between 10:30 a.m. and 10:45 a.m., and the pair were last seen at the Hesse Trailhead that evening. This sighting in the evening was strange, because Josh had an online class at 5 p.m., so he would have completed the hike in time to make it to his class. According to the Boulder County Sheriff's Office, Josh's phone last pings near the Devil's Thumb Trail / Diamond Lake cutoff. On the day that Josh was reported missing, the first of two storm systems arrived in the same area that he and his dog had been hiking. These storms were set to cover the area in a thick layer of snow, the kind of storms that nobody wanted to get caught up in. Unfortunately, this is what seems to have happened to Josh and his dog Happy. Searchers braved the winter storms to look for Josh and Happy, and more than 650 person hours were counted between the evening on Wednesday the 3rd and Saturday the 6th of February in their search efforts. The ground searches were called off on the 8th of February 2021 after the conditions outside made it nearly impossible for people to walk through the heavy snow that had fallen. For 8 days, no sightings or any indications of Josh or his dog Happy were found, authorities sadly concluding they had both met an unfortunate end and succumbed to their environments. However, Happy was found wandering on the highway alone on Thursday, the 11th of February, 8 full days after Josh and Happy had disappeared. This was a massive shock to all the people who had been searching for Josh, as many people were sure they were both not going to be found. The highway that he was found on was 13 miles away from where the pair had first started their hike. Happy had lost between 10 and 15 pounds in body weight over those 8 days that he was missing, and the people that found him were really surprised that he didn't have frostbite. The weather conditions in the area plummeted during the 8-day period that Happy had been missing, so it came as such a shock that a domestic dog managed to survive in extremely severe weather conditions and emerge with no frostbite whatsoever. It is unknown if Happy managed to survive these 8 days alone, or whether Josh was with him for the most part. Josh's mother said, quote, "I'm terrified that that means that Happy stayed with Josh until he succumbed to the cold." As of making this video, there has been no new information about the whereabouts of Josh Hall released. And that story brings us to the end of this episode of This Week in True Crime. My team are keeping a close eye on the news so that we can provide updates as they happen, so make sure you stay tuned for those. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and click that notification bell so you don't miss out on true crime videos just like this one. You can find me on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My handles on all of those platforms is It's Joshua Miles. And with all that being said, I'll see you in the next case.